going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Facing a deficit of several million dollars in the coming years, some City of Wichita elected officials are talking about the possibility of increasing or adding taxes. Options could include a 1% city sales tax or a mill levy property tax rate increase. With us now is J.V. Johnston, Wichita City Council member. J.V., thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Thank you, John.
So, and I want to get to this issue, but before we do, I know, just because I know we're friends and I know your background, let me put that, put a pin in that and talk to you a little bit about, because I know how devout you are and know that your background, the Pope Francis, we just had the funeral. It's been for Catholics, my good friend Blake Carpenter is a Catholic, and I've got friends who are Catholics. I'm just curious for your thoughts on the passing of Pope Francis.
Well, he was just remarkable, in my mind, a remarkable Pope, remarkable priest, and just a great person. He's dearly going to be missed. He did question some things, and he was just very humble, and he was really just inclusive of everyone.
The humility, so, you could see for sure, and even in the ceremony of his funeral was very simple, elegant, but still simple. You know, the coffin was simple, the proceedings were simple, even his where he's being buried is simple, and just his name is the only thing on the tombstone. Just a very simple, godly man, and I actually appreciate that.
Yeah, I do too, John. He was, just a wooden coffin, nothing fancy,
right?
Not getting buried in where most popes get buried in the conclaves, but he just very, very humble. And you're right, even his headstone, just Papa Francis,
right?
That's it.
Yep, just his name. It's. You've got they announced or they're going to, but the conclave begins a few days, a week or so. Have you given, if you had to guess, where do you think they'll lean on who the next pope is? I'm not a Catholic, so I don't follow it, but I know there's been a lot of people who are looking at some of the African cardinals as front runners. Cardinal Sarah was one that I think a lot of people are, at least on social media, think would be a phenomenal new pope. You got any thoughts on that?
Well, it's a wild card because nobody knows. There's some front runners. One of the cardinals from Italy has met all of the cardinals, and so some people are saying that he might be a front runner. And then, like you say, maybe some from Africa or another continent might be a front runner. So you just don't know. It's a very private process, and we'll just see how it shakes out. Wait for the white smoke.
Yeah, and the one thing I would tell people is don't go watch the movie Conclave and think that's the way it happens, because trust me, that movie is Well, I don't want to ruin it for anybody, but there's a gotcha thing, a moment in that movie that will ruin it for a lot of people. So,
is that right?
Yeah.
My wife and I plan on watching it maybe tomorrow night, so we have not watched it yet.
It's, from what I understand, there's a lot of historical accuracies in the process, and it's very interesting. But I've seen some interviews with some papal experts that talk about the conclaves themselves are nowhere near as political as the movie makes out. And there is a how do I want to phrase this without ruining it? There's a woke LGBTQ moment in the movie that will ruin it for many people. So I'll just put it that way.
Is that right? I'll see.
Yeah. Let me know what you think. Okay. All right, let's get to the topic at hand. One of your colleagues, Brandon Johnson, who frankly has never found a tax increase he didn't like, put forward, yeah. And you and I both know that the city of Wichita is facing a several million dollar deficit. It's nothing new. I've had you and Dalton and Mayor Wu on. We've discussed this many times. But right now, to be considering a property, even a sales tax increase, but certainly a property tax increase, is asinine. And yet here's Brandon Johnson on Channel 3 this week talking about raising property taxes. I can't imagine. Well, I know there are probably three no votes. Please tell me there's at least four for that.
Well, you got to hope so. I'm definitely a no vote. There's no way I'd rate property taxes. And we need to find ways that we can lower property taxes. So, it's just a non-starter for me to raise property taxes.
Yeah, I don't know if you're aware. I know that you know that Councilman Glasscock formed a budget advisory committee. I serve on the budget advisory committee, and we've been doing a deep dive for months now into the city of Wichita's budget, and we've found millions in potential savings. And I mean, there's obvious things like the 2% that goes to art or the, you know, I mean, look, before we start raising taxes, there's got to be ways that we could look to cut spending without raising taxes on folks that are taxed enough already. And I'm just surprised. Maybe it's because Brandon's not, you know, he's term limited and he's not running again, that he would be so willing to even put this forward like that.
Well, you got to remember what district he's from, too.
Yeah,
one that benefits probably from more of the taxes than any other district. Most of the taxes are paid, or at least almost 50% are paid by District 2 and District 5. So that's, you know, northwest Wichita and, east Wichita. So we definitely support most of the goings on at the city. What I hear from people is, especially retired people who are on a fixed income, they say, listen, my property taxes are going up 8, 10, 13, 18%, and my income's only going up 3 or 4%.
Right.
Through Social Security or investments or whatever. And the numbers just don't work that way.
No, you're absolutely right.
I mean, yeah.
My most recent assessment went up 6%, but last year it went up 18%. So I'm in that boat. I know exactly what you're talking about on property taxes. And
yeah, mine went up 13% this year and more than that last year. So.
Right. So, and yet I guarantee you, you're like me and have done nothing more than mow the lawn over that 2-year period of time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what do you think about the idea? You know, I know that County Commissioner Ryan Beatty has looked at the idea of maybe doing a sales tax. Doesn't necessarily have to be 1%. It could be, you know, 7% or 0.7% or 0.5% or whatever. And then using some of that revenue to lower property taxes. And then the other portion of it to offset some of this, you know, this revenue that you need. What do you think of something like that?
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
we get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You know, Commissioner Beatty's been talking about that for the last year and a half.
Yep.
And to be honest with you, I would like to have a discussion about that. I think if we can, we have to determine how is our local government going to be funded. Is it going to be mainly property tax? Is it with a little bit of sales tax? Or can we put a little bit more of the burden on sales tax and take some relief off property owners? So I think that's a discussion we need to have. And I would certainly favor having that discussion. And I probably would favor that also. They say that, 20-25% of the sales tax comes from outside the city of Wichita. So, let's have these bedroom communities around us who use our streets, our library, our services, even our fire goes out and helps with their fire departments and things. Let's have them pay a little bit more for the services they are using in the city of Wichita.
Well, so, and the nice thing about a sales tax is that would go to the people. So if they don't like it, they could vote no, but at least it would be a vote that would have to go to the people and would allow mm-hmm. it would allow for that democratic process, as opposed to, raising the revenue R&R or property tax increase, which would just be the seven of you.
It's true. That's true. Sales tax would have to go out for a vote, and that's the way it should be.
Yeah, I like the idea. I mean, it's worth at least considering. I'm not a big tax guy anyway, but I certainly like that. I would rather see something like that where at least the people get a chance to vote on it, and then if they don't like it, then they'll vote it down. But at least it's something to consider. JV, yeah. I appreciate you as always, especially stepping in. Yeah. It's nice to you and I don't have a chance to talk as often as I'd like, but it's I appreciate you joining us. If folks want to reach out to you, if they have questions, if they want to connect with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
They can obviously email me at City Hall, jvjohnston@wichita.gov. And I give people my cell number, 640-6442. Just text me or call me. I'd be glad to talk to them and have that discussion. One thing I might say, John, is a 1% sales tax for the city of Wichita is $108 million a year. One mill levy is equal to about $5 million a year. So to your point, we don't have to do 1%. It could be 0.5%.
Exactly.
And have half of that and be $54 million, and we could lower the mill levy by 10-11 mills.
There you go. So, and still have extra revenue to help offset your losses that your shortfall.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So
it's a great idea.
People think about it, and I'm certainly looking for ways that we can cut property taxes.
And I don't think a 0.5-cent sales tax would break anybody's budget necessarily, but raising a property tax on folks who are already getting taxed out of their homes. I mean, we just talked about the Goddard School District and, that $350 a year on people living out in Goddard schools, that's going to kill some people. So I, brother, I appreciate you and I appreciate your willingness to, be open-minded about this stuff.
Well, I appreciate it, John. And thanks for your show and all your listeners. If they don't reach out to me, I'd be more than happy to talk to them.
Thank you, JV. Have a good rest of your weekend.